It says, I'm sorry, the translation is, pour all your dirty semen into the angel's... it stopped working.
Something.
Wait, are we recording?
You always ask that, and the answer is always yes.
Hanging out in grandma's basement.
Hey guys, it's Derek. How's it going? There's no Ken today. It's just me. It's a little lonely, but it's going to be okay. We're going to get through this thing. We're giving you guys a little bonus episode here. It's a best and worst of 2015. Some of the things that didn't make the cut. What's good and what's bad, you might ask? Well, only you can decide that. It's not all going to be bad, though. It's not like we're spoiling a movie or, you know, like we're not telling you guys what happens in Back to the Future. Spoiler alert, they do go back to the future. We are going to be listening to a few mini episodes that didn't totally make the cut, and some Basement of Horrors outtakes, and just some snippets that we found comical. So let's get into it. Here's the time we try to talk about chick flicks. Welcome back, everybody, to Grandma's Basement. We're going to talk about chick flicks today. I'm your host, Derek Reinfried, along with my co-host, Kent Taylor.
Yep.
Yes, that is Kent Taylor.
That's me. It's always me. Just continue.
Okay. I'm gotta tell you. I gotta tell people you're there. I have to tell them I'm here.
That's cool.
We never talk about if grandma's here or not. We're just giving you guys a teaser episode here. So we have two guests here.
Think about me when you're having sex.
Our guests today, Jennifer Reinfried and Grace Stanley. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hey. Hi.
How's it going?
What up,
ladies?
You guys look lovely as usual.
I know, that's how I do.
Okay.
What you got?
Why you guys don't be all sexy in this microphone?
I think I wanted to bring.
Oh yeah,
up
we're
a
talking
topic.
About. Okay, what's the topic? Romance novels?
No, I mean we want to. We want to talk about women's movies. So
perky, hard, nippled breasts.
She's on a roll. You got
chick flicks. We're talking about chick flicks.
All right.
I mean, I hate to change the subject. We could do this for like another 30 minutes.
So
but.
My favorite chick flick.
Yes,
definitely Food Inc. Because it talks about how chicken nuggets are made and how depressing it is.
That's a depressing movie. Jen, what's your favorite?
Fucking disgust.
You know, I've seen two chick flicks in my life. Two.
That's
ready?
It?
Ready?
Yep.
Love Actually. And Heartbreakers.
Okay.
Those
Heartbreakers
are the
is good.
Only two I've seen. And Heartbreakers is better than Love Actually.
Yeah.
Mostly because you see Jennifer Love Hewitt's boobie.
She's
body.
Sexy in that movie.
Every body part except naked.
Love.
Because it's PG-13.
Love boobs.
Can,
love.
Oh my god.
You like boobs? You like
boobs
them too?
Good.
They're
boobs
pretty
are
cool.
Fucking great.
Freaking love boobs.
Why?
Yes.
Do chicks love tits so much?
Have you seen tits?
Have you
like
seen them before?
Tits are really hot. They're
like,
really hot.
Have you seen them, dude?
Have you
no,
seen
what?
Any tits? Any tits?
I'm wondering because it's so awesome to me.
Why?
Like, okay.
Like, we're...
Because chicks loving tits is fucking amazing.
That's true.
I don't know. I mean, we're human beings. We... can accept the beauty of other
fuck
bodies.
Yeah. I don't know. Lesbians are just fucking
the alternative
cool.
is a flat chest and a dick, so.
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen curves in a tits?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Big, beautiful, whoa. Juicy, natural boobay.
But like if a dude had tits, tent. Would you think that's attractive?
If what?
If a dude had big, like, hanging titties.
No, fuck
that's
no.
disturbing.
Those aren't mammary glands.
I don't
that's,
mind. I don't. I
want the science.
I can't say no to a
like
double
when
cheeseburger.
I don't.
Like,
I don't.
You like
mind
it when it's
tits.
Natural. Like
I mean, they on. Can't be bigger than my head, but I don't mind a little bit of man tit.
Muscle.
What?
Muscle
no,
tits.
No,
muscle
fat.
Tits are hot. No,
fat.
I don't want fat.
So
both.
Pectoral
muscle
definition.
So you
care.
Like moobs, Jen?
Moobs.
What?
I don't care for moobs.
I do. I like when they rub
what
against
the
mine.
The fuck is a moob?
I like muscle pec. I'll
that's not a boob. That's
I
a
know,
muscle
I'm not
definition.
That.
That's a
thing.
Mech.
I like that. We're not even talking about chick flicks. We're talking about boobs and stuff. And
we're getting pretty damn close to
right,
why the reason.
I prefer you porn because they have the romantic category, which
really
appeals to my
Kent. Let's
feminine.
Pull up one of those romantic pornos real quick.
All right, let me do that. Am I plugged in?
We
let
got
me
you. Go.
Give
all
me
right.
a control
while you're,
key on
while
this.
You're doing that, we need to get Grace's chick flick, my chick flick of choice.
Yes, Grace.
Let me tell you about mine.
Gone with the Wind wouldn't be... That's not... Is that a chick flick, do you think?
There's emotion in it.
I mean, that's my most favorite movie of all time, but I would say... Okay, my favorite chick flick might be... something with Sandra Bullock.
She's pretty actually, hot.
My favorite chick flick is First Wives Club. That's totally my favorite chick flick. I love that movie.
This does not sound romantic.
I'm watching. I saw that in the reflection of your glasses. Please, Ken.
He told me to fucking bring it up.
Porn. That makes me really uncomfortable.
That was romantic porn. That was romantic, right?
What movie has the best sex scene that you have seen? 300.
Oh, that's good.
Best sex scene in a movie? Watchmen.
Yeah.
Oh.
In the ship.
It always throws me off when my boss texts me, because then I get all worried that I'm going to like be drunk and be like, okay.
Actually, all right, well, you shouldn't be texting right now anyway.
Best sex scene in a movie is actually a
Serbian film.
300. Fuck you. That's disgusting.
Ooh.
There's a really, really hot, yeah. like,
these people are
going to
figure out how
of,
fucking creepy we are pretty quickly.
There's
well
a few seconds of hot sex in Stigmata, but it's only in the deleted scenes.
And Jen, you already said yours? Or what was yours?
What was yours?
I didn't say one. Kent goes first, though. We're going in a circle.
We're still doing the circle? Love Actually is our best sex scene.
No, there's absolutely no sex scenes in there.
We're doing sex scenes. Okay.
Nymphomaniac?
Yes, that was
double teamed by those
weeks.
Two African guys?
That's Nymphomaniac 2.
Oh, yes. My bad. That was pretty.
That was a good movie.
I always liked
Did you watch
sex
number
and
two?
Train Spotting.
I watched both of them.
Dude, that abortion scene? Oh, my Lord.
I don't remember all the specifics.
Antichrist. Antichrist has a good sex scene in the shower. Like, it's hard to have sex in the shower.
Yeah.
Especially with Willem Dafoe plowing you from behind.
Oh, dude. He can plow
is
me
Is that
any
the
day.
Movie where he, like, is actually plowing her?
They have stand-in.
Yeah. He isn't.
They have stand-in
porn
stars.
Real simulated sex.
Ew, so they're
really
doing it. So
is Nymphomaniac with fucking, what's his fuck?
Lars von Trier.
No.
Right. Well, he does the movie,
Shia
but...
Shia LaBeouf.
They do stand-in boners. That's the thing. So
not with Shia LaBeouf in Nymphomaniac. That is
his
dick.
Cock.
Yeah, but he doesn't actually. They don't when they show
full
penetration.
But you still see his actual dick.
Oh yeah, definitely.
In Nymphomaniac,
you see Willem Dafoe's dick.
No, you see Shia LaBeouf.
You see Shia. What? Yeah. You see Shia LaBeouf's beef.
And there's a couple
it's
scenes that are
not
like,
that
what?
Impressive. Sadly,
oh,
I know
he's pretty cute.
Like Willem Dafoe's standard,
but he's
is
like
way
psycho.
More.
God, here
really?
We go again.
Yeah.
Here we go with the dick.
I thought it was like Ewan McGregor's
Kenny,
always
like,
had his
ball slapping.
Oh
like,
God! Like
join us today for Dick Talk.
Join us today.
I would be lying if I didn't say I didn't enjoy the feeling of the ball slapping.
So anyway,
especially doggy style.
Back. Okay.
Okay. What?
Slap the clip.
Thank you. Yep. God. All right. As much as we like to hear about this, I must remind
so
everyone.
So this was a grandma's basement short.
This was a back. A short or
out.
Short?
I mean.
Okay. Thank you for listening to our short episode today. That's just.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Dick Talk. We'll be back next week. Oh, that was ridiculous. All right, let's get into some Basement of Horrors.
What's this? You think you can beat the Red Shredder? Think again.
Guys, we like gotta beat him to shore. Now we can grab him. I'll stay on his left side. Nuts, go on the right.
Sure thing. Hey, can you do me a favor, Hooper? I want my new surfing career mentioned on my obituary. Makes me sound cool, you know?
Come on, guys. Turn the engines on. We've got you now, sucker.
Jet-propelled boards. You weasels. You're still no match for me. Why surfboard blades? Oh, my. I fucked this up. Sorry, dude.
Restart from there.
This just fell off.
Board.
Why are you talking so dumbly?
Dumbly.
This just fell off, dude.
Jet-propelled boards! You weasels.
you. I love that. Jeff,
because I was reading it with the fucking mic in my face.
So, so is everyone.
Can't.
You weasels. I know, but I have to talk directly into you it, weasels. And I'm seeing like two sides of fucking you, what we're fucking doing.
Let me know when you're ready, Kent. Let's try it from We Got You Now, Sucker.
We got you now, sucker.
Jet propelled boards, you weasels. You're still no match for me. My surfboard blades will leave you dead in the water.
Oh, yeah? Take this.
Can we go back? Hold on.
Yeah,
that was really good, but
you keep touching this thing.
Mm-hmm. I can't do that again.
No, just quit touching the mic. That was a good delivery, though.
What did I do?
You keep jiggling that cord and it's cutting out.
Sorry.
Okay. All right, are you ready? From that same spot, we got you, sucker.
We got you now, sucker.
Jet-propelled boards, you weasels, you're still no match for me. My surfboard blades will leave you dead in the water.
Oh, yeah? Take this!
You missed me. My turn.
Oh!
Nuts! You sliced him, you asshole.
I'm not fucking going down fast enough. Sorry. I'm not even where I was before. God damn it! Fucking last thing you said.
You sliced him, you asshole. You should be at, so what? No one messes with the road truder. Except for how you say it.
So I'm like the, no, what is it, the noid?
Go up, Kent, up. You, where am no I? One messes with the road truder.
That's where I am. Yep. That's not where when I pressed down it went to.
That's fine.
I'm sorry, it's fucking confusing.
Okay. No, mine's doing the same thing.
All right, go back a few.
Nuts! You sliced him, you asshole!
So what? No one messes with the red shredder!
Well, this bad bitch here's gonna take you down. My engine is fried, guys. I can't keep up. It's up to you now, Hooper.
Mwahahaha! Just try and beat me, loser. I'm going to cut you up like a that old dude.
Shit! Like a little old.
I should be like...
Ah! You just grazed me. It'll take more than that to kill me.
We're almost to shore.
Oh, no.
Did it go out?
Yeah.
I didn't fucking touch it.
All right. Standing over him, surfboard in both hands.
Red Shredder, you're still here.
Yeah. Maybe I lied. You do get to see me again. Only it's going to be brief. I've got some major waves. I've got...
Let's take it from Red Shredder. You're still here.
Jesus Christ.
Red Shredder, you're still here.
Yeah, maybe I lied. Dude, I don't have a voice.
You're doing it. You're fine. So you're really good.
Red.
You do.
Okay.
Red Shredder, you're still here.
Yeah, maybe I lied. You do get to see me again, only it's going to be brief. I've got some major waves to catch on the next beach. But first, I'm going to cut your head off and use it as a beach ball.
You can do this, man. You did it last time. You're like, use it as a beach ball,
let
bro.
Let me do it off not recording.
She's like, oh.
You've got to. You do get to see me again.
Because you told, you said you wouldn't see me again.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll never find me again.
You do get to see me again. Only it's going to be
brief.
Only it's that's stupid. That's not right. Only it's going to be like. How do I say something
how about
serious
this?
Like this?
Yeah, maybe I lied. You do get to see me again.
Only it's going to be brief. I've got some major waves to catch on the next beach, but first, I'm going to cut your head off and use it as a beach ball.
That was creepy.
It was good until that ball.
Perfect until the beach ball, but yes.
Well, then it's settled. Everyone, keep your jackets up. It's pretty windy out here. What is that?
What is that?
Sounded like it must be more than 100 meters away.
Miss Grant, you said that you last recalled being near Gerusalon. The closest planet to that would be...
Zomnom!
Zomnom.
Thank you.
Oh no, we are all doomed.
We are all doomed.
Come on!
Oh no, it's my turn. Oh, Commander Houston, what will we do? I've heard that all the native Omnians are ruthless beasts who will stop at nothing to slaughter entire populations.
Won't there be others waiting to attack us?
Yes, they will have a Zomguard there in case you return. But don't worry, I've got a plan.
And just how we didn't... One, two, three. And just how... One, two, three. And just how we...
Do we?
One, two, three. And just how do we know?
What?
You got it.
Come on. And just how do
one,
we know?
One, two, three. This goes on the blooper reel.
And just how do we know we can trust you?
One, two, three. And just how do we know we can trust you?
Do you have any other choice?
That's right, little man. I mean, big boy. I'm all yours.
Oh, well, come here. Let me feel what you're all about.
Hey, wait, don't touch me there.
What?
Panicked, Kent.
There.
He needs to do that again.
Try it again. Back to Gerald.
Hey, wait, don't touch me there. Something like that.
No, that was part of the fucking joke.
Okay.
Hey, wait, don't touch me there.
What the?
Hey, what about me?
Shut up, Gerald.
So our story ends with the Alpha Enforcer Romeo flying off with their new... And heard him from a certain doom. Being friends with Ace was making him act a ghoul. However... Ace and Tasha weren't so lucky. They sure won't be cloning. They sure won't be clowning around anytime again. What? They sure won't be clowning around again anytime soon. Join us next time on Basement of Horrors.
Sorry, we don't have the organ there. I don't know what that was. That didn't really sound like an organ either. But let's move on. Now we get into The Matrix, followed by... another little mini episode about tentacle porn.
Well,
okay. Well, without further ado, we have like four guests here. Maybe all joining in, maybe not. Let's get to our first guest, Grace Stanley.
Hi.
Second guest, TJ Ayers.
Yep.
Third guest, Jen Reinfried.
Yep.
No mic. Hi.
Fourth guest, Libby Taylor.
Hello.
Oh, my Lord. All right. So this is going to be a fuck show.
It's going to be a decent fuck show.
All right. We're talking about The Matrix for some fucking reason.
Because it's a great fucking movie. That's why.
It is great. It is great.
I've never seen it.
All right.
First. You've never seen
it?
Okay.
I've seen it, but every time I've tried watching it, I've fallen asleep.
Boring.
Why, though? Like,
boring.
It does start out slow.
It's boring.
Okay. Who hasn't seen it?
Me?
Other than you. I know, we got that.
Wait,
you didn't
you're
see
saying
it.
Something is boring and you've never seen it.
Boring.
She's of a slightly different generation than everybody else.
Not true.
Okay.
Not
when
true.
This
true.
That's true. When this movie came out, though, was your mind not blown?
Oh, yeah. TJ?
Come on.
It came out in 1999. Whoever said that earlier was right.
That was me. So that means I was 12 years old.
Man, boy. The person that didn't even see
I was
it knows.
15. Perfect age for some hot Keanu action.
Was he hot in the movie?
Oh, yeah.
He was a B.A.B., a badass boy.
Were there hot chicks in the movie?
Oh, yeah, was Trinity hot?
No, she wasn't.
Never I will ill. Argue that Trinity was a little decent in the face.
No, the face was the worst part. Her haircut was terrible.
But her hair.
No, her body was fine, but everything above the neckline was disgusting.
She's a butter haircut.
Oh, man. Yeah, you know, that movie was. And then you guys had, like, all the sweet characters and their nicknames, which this is my favorite thing.
Was it Mouse One?
Yes, my favorite thing, and I feel like this should happen whenever you start a new job. You get a sweet nickname. Like, so you go, hey, welcome to our crew. You know, like, so maybe you're starting at like a cubicle office job and you're like, hey, welcome to Taylor Industries. Here's your cube. Let me introduce you to some other people. Over here we have Dozer. You know, over here is Kill Blood. This is Bloodbath.
Tango.
Hey, what's up, man? Tango? That's a pretty good name, right? Is that what you said?
I said Tank.
But... Tank.
I know. Well, we can mix them.
If you put an O at the end of things.
What would your name be? Like, if somebody said, you know, if you were like, welcome like, to the company, my name's what?
Seabass.
No, or like,
that's
you
pretty
know,
hard.
Screwdriver.
Seabass.
Screwdriver.
Torque wrench.
Torque wrench is good.
Tippy
TJ, what's your name if you started, if somebody starts at your company?
TJZ.
Like Hardball.
TJZ.
Tej. TJ is actually pretty cool itself, right?
T E E J.
TJ.
Maybe just Taggart?
That's pretty hard, too. Okay.
See, Kent's would be like CPU or something.
No, mine would be Kendo.
Bytes.
Motherboard.
Motherboard.
Wait. Bite and motherboard? What the fuck are you talking about?
Dude, that's a sweet...
Wait.
Okay, but you're not
RAM.
Thinking about it right. When somebody comes in, they're like, this is
it
Neo.
Has to do with,
and
like...
then you'd be like, I'm Bites. It's Bites. So much cooler like that. I'm Corkscrew. I'm Pivot. Rivet.
Come on, keep going. This is sinking God. Into a fucking hole of disgust.
We could go around for hours thinking of stupid-ass nicknames that are awesome.
All right, so but, Neo.
Okay,
what the
yes,
fuck, dude?
Okay.
What was his job before he...
Cubicle specialist.
No.
But what does that entail, dude?
I don't remember what happened at the beginning of the movie.
That movie did inspire me to want to be in a cubicle, though, for some reason. I was like,
the movie
man.
Wanted. Can we talk about Wanted instead?
No, we are talking about The Matrix.
We can migrate there. Wait, is that
it was a good cubicle
racist?
Scene.
We can.
I do want to know. I do want to know, TJ, would you take the red pill? Or would you take the blue pill? And have you seen Labyrinth?
This is a round table thing.
I'd take the red pill. I want to know what's going on.
And
have I seen The Labyrinth? Yeah.
Okay. What'd you think?
It was a little fucked up. It starts with the dude.
I don't
pissing.
Really like injecting Labyrinth.
It doesn't start with that. It starts with Jennifer Connelly running through, and it's like.
You remind me of the babe.
Come on, Derek. Now you're taking it off.
I know. I'm sorry. I got excited about Labyrinth. I saw it.
Let's keep to the pill question and go around the table. How about that?
It was just a big sigh. TJ, could you wrap up The Matrix for us and like. 3 or 4 sentences or less.
No, but I really like the word bromide too. You know what I'm saying?
Like bromide, like hey bromide,
no,
or like
it's
the
like
the precious
a, like a phrase like the icing on the cake. that's a bromide? Like something that you're saying, but it doesn't really mean anything, some trite.
Okay.
Speaking of trite.
You mean like for the last 20 some minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, though, the Matrix, it's good.
Okay.
The ending of the first one is really how it should have ended. They never should have done.
I agree.
I agree. I do agree.
I agree. Calling
that,
the person
that.
On the phone and just like, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's enough Matrix
that's
talk. We could have summed
story.
That whole, so this whole episode, basically, if you are listening in the future and you can fast forward to this point, you just saved yourself a lot of
time.
Do
you understand that if people
But if you can't fast, if you can't read the future like we can, then you're fucked.
We're talking about
if the Matrix happened now, Neo would be screwed because there's no payphones anywhere.
Oh my God, you're right.
The Matrix
no,
is already
there
okay.
Are payphones.
Rewind. Now we got another 10 minutes to talk about here. Chris Webber, you are associated, and Jennifer Reinfrey is also associated with this now.
Everyone with those names is associated with how bad this might end up.
Kent really wanted to talk about tentacle porn.
Nope.
I
we all heard
this.
It. Nope. Yep.
We all heard it.
Yep. Yep. I did.
I have, for some reason, had never seen this, but now I have.
That's awkward.
It's not as horrible as I thought. The animation, it's strange.
Let me get
Jen loves
one.
It.
I do.
Here, let's listen to a clip.
No. One, the internet's really bad here. But two, you got to get a better one.
Okay. Jen will find a better one.
Let me go to my favorite site.
If you're not familiar with this, which apparently everyone is but me.
You've been living under a
tentacle porn?
I had heard of it, but I didn't really know that it was like straight up how many videos there are of tentacle porn. It's insanity.
There are all of them.
There are all of them that have ever been made.
There's
well,
a very specific group of people who enjoy like this, though. Right?
What like is that, it? Is it the idea of like a gang? You know, like a multiple.
Yes.
Do you think it's
yes?
Like a,
and it's only the penis.
Destroyed?
You don't have to deal with anything else.
Ah.
And it's multiple penises.
So it's like the fantasy of having like multiple partners, but not like these grump, these nasty men that are in there like sweaty and
yeah, and in all your holes at once.
Gotcha.
You ready?
Yep. Without further ado.
I've got to click on it.
Tentacle
I didn't want to make noise until.
Tentacle porn.
Wait for it. There's 22 minutes.
Damn. Jesus.
Oh, it's one that just started. What the fuck is that?
Oh my God!
Oh, it just starts. It's like a whole.
You gotta get
story.
To the business part of this.
I can't fast forward. Oh, no, there we go.
I don't know what's going on.
Nor do I.
There's like a story, though.
Do you really need a story?
Do you need a story when you're fucking something with an alien?
This reminds me of that book, Sex in a Can. I'll talk about that later.
Sex in a Can?
Oh, yeah.
And those are the sex slaves.
There you go.
For those of you at home right now, not watching the 99 cent video of this...
There's a video version of this that you can pay 99 cents for, and you can watch us.
Wait, the tentacles also kill? They can kill.
Only erotically.
Who controls the tentacles?
Typically, it's an alien. It's like, it's not a person.
Or some sort of demon.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Okay, so if we could get to a better part.
Oh, no. It's gonna happen now. Oh yeah, this is another one that's like the torture. You want to fast forward?
There's so much sliminess.
Yeah, that's the point. You want it wet.
Yeah, no love's going in dry.
Who can go in dry? Ow.
I bet there's a market for that, for dry insertion.
And you know, tears really do make the best lube, too. So
there you,
you
go.
Can add a little cry into
forward.
That.
There you go.
Chris
Rebel,
everyone.
See? See? So you
therefore
can,
you cry
in
your
everywhere
cock.
Everywhere at once.
And then you fucking slide.
It's like a... Like an alien sex factory.
Like, how long are we going to play this?
I don't... As long as it takes,
I don't know, I believe it's like half an hour, so probably not that long.
All right, a half an hour, babe.
It's reality.
You know, though, I guess I get that. This is also like every guy's fantasy because, you know, you really only have one dick. And, like, in this, you're like, well, now I have, like, 20 of them. What am I going to do with them? Like, you could slap them around everywhere.
Either way, they'd be over in, like, 15 seconds, okay. So.
Right. Well, no, because then you get another one.
No, it's true.
So you just keep pulling them out.
That's true. That's very true.
What
they can
the?
All, they can, yeah.
I don't think that this whole thing that's happening here is very realistic.
You mean the multi-tentacle of sex alien?
Yeah.
You mean the guy coming in on a motorcycle?
I don't really read into it that much because it doesn't make sense to me.
All right. Man.
What's the demographic, though, for it? What percentage of men versus women do you think, really? I think it's more heavily female.
I like it.
You would say that tentacle porn is more female?
I would say tentacle porn is more female than male.
I just explained why.
Yeah.
Can.
All right,
I don't really want you to read it. I was just letting you know.
I'm going to read the whole book.
Thank you for listening. Please feel free to check us out on Facebook. Apologize to anyone that I know for listening to this.
I'm not.
It is all Kent's fault, and have a good day.
Bye.
Fuck you!
All right, guys, we're almost through this thing. Before we get to our final segment, I just want to say thank you. On behalf of all of us here at Grandma's Basement and Grandma's Basement Show in Grandma's Basement. A lot of Grandma's Basement there. We had a blast this year, and we look forward to another blast-filled year next year. And on that note, let's leave you guys with some silly segments.
Wait,
we wouldn't have anything.
This is...
Oh.
This is getting too...
Dude, my mustache just got stuck.
I wondered what that noise
was. Oh, fuck.
Boing.
You know what we're doing at this point? Just talking to ourselves.
Yeah.
And that'll be in your search history forever.
It's okay.
Kent, what's a porn site?
Great. Greatpussy.com.
Gray or great?
Great pussy.
The T might be silent to you, but it's great.
Thank
great.
You. When do they film it though? Is it
it's live?
Oh, okay.
Whoa!
Wow.
I'd like to just kind of give you some insight into Saturday Night Live. It's live.
Thank you, Kent.
I have four words for you.
Okay.
I am Bill Party.
It's
and on
not
that note,
called Saturday Night. Roughly 20 minutes from now when I'm settled.
Kent, I was ending on that. Shut
we
up.
Had a good ending. I was going to hit stop.
God.
And I probably still will. So thank you guys for joining us on Grandma's Basement. I would like to thank our host, me.
Hey, thanks.
Along with
thanks for being here, you guys.
Nate Bjork, Jennifer Reinfried, Chris Weber for being hanging. And
he's got that fucking Jesus halo.
What? Whoa.
So you've seen Bill's dick.
Yes, he got pantsed in public.
And you're afraid of my dick now.
I don't want to see my friend's dicks. Like, that's a fucking
plural.
Sacred goddamn fucking thing, dude. Don't
Is
you
it?
Think that?
Is it?
Because there's a story to it. Like,
well, let's hear the story of your dick.
I do
hold on, Jen,
hear
put
this.
Down your phone.
All right, here's the story of my fucking dick.
Hold on.
Right now.
Kent, do you want
okay
a triangle real quick?
You know what? Men should try anal.
I'm not going to take it.
Certain men have tried anal, and, you know, it wasn't a bad thing.
I mean, you start out with the smallest finger.
No, it doesn't even matter what finger you have.
What?
There are certain things you buy.
Wait, is this recording? Hey, Derek.
There goes one. Oh,
hey, Kent. Yeah. We're recording this.
Are you?
Yes.
Wow.
How
okay, come I'm surprised they didn't put it in her ass.
Yeah.
You want to go, like, we also need one for Brett's Breakdowns. Like, Brett's Breakdowns. And then we need, like, a
Brett's Breakdowns. Bananas. No,
Breaking
Brett's Breakdowns should be Brett's Breakdowns.
I like what you just did, though. Break it down now.
Break it down.
Well, there's that, too, but.
So do we want to go the hard route, have an entire, like, song orchestrated for this two-second thing? Or do we want to have just Brett go, break it down now?
I'd like to have, like, a few second intro.
Can I have a vote?
That's a lot of work.
And I say, break it down now?
I go for break it down now.
I will say this. Boom! As a regular on this, you are part of this, technically, so you have a say in a lot of things.
So thank break you. It down now.
Whatever okay.
You want,
so,
however you want to do it, man.
So now that everyone has listened to this discussion.
Is this still part of the episode?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. I was going to say.
Oh, really? This will be like the lost tape. Is it still recording?
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
It says, I'm sorry, the translation is to pour all your dirty semen into the angel's... it stopped working.
Something.
Wait, are we recording?
You always ask that, and the answer is always yes.
Hanging out in Grandma's basement.
Hey, guys, it's Derek. How's it going? There's no Kent today. It's just me. It's a little lonely, but it's going to be okay. We're going to get through this thing. We're giving you guys a little bonus episode here. It's a best and worst of 2015. Some of the things that didn't make the cut. What's good and what's bad, you might ask? Well, only you can decide that. It's not all going to be bad, though. It's not like we're spoiling a movie or, you know, like we're not telling you guys what happens in Back to the Future. Spoiler alert, they do go back to the future. We are going to be listening to a few mini episodes that didn't totally make the cut, and some Basement of Horrors outtakes, and just some snippets that we found comical. So let's get into it. Here's the time we try to talk about chick flicks. Welcome back, everybody, to Grandma's Basement. We're going to talk about chick flicks today. I'm your host, Derek Reinfried, along with my co-host, Kent Taylor.
Yep.
Yes, that is
yes,
Kent Taylor.
That's me. It's always me. Just continue.
Okay. I'm got to tell you. I got to tell people you're there. I have to tell them I'm here.
That's cool.
We never talk about if grandma's here or not. Okay. Well, this is just... We're just giving you guys a teaser episode here. So we have two guests here.
Think about me when you're having sex.
Our guests today, Jennifer Reinfried and Grace Stanley. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
What up,
ladies?
You guys look lovely as usual.
Oh, yeah. That's how we do.
Okay.
What you got?
Why are you guys... Don't be all sexy in this microphone.
I think I wanted to bring up...
Oh, yeah,
up
we're talking
topic.
About... Okay, what's the topic? Romance novels?
No, I mean...
Is
we
it
because
we're women?
We want to talk about women's movies. So...
Perky, hard, nippled breasts?
She's on a roll. You got to
chick flicks. We're talking about chick flicks.
All right,
I mean, I hate to change the subject. We could do this for like another 30 minutes.
So my favorite chick flick is definitely Food, Inc., because it talks about how chicken nuggets are made and how depressing it is.
That's a depressing movie. Jen, what's your favorite?
Fucking disco.
You know, I've seen two chick flicks in my life. Two.
That's
ready?
It?
Ready?
Yep.
Love Actually and Heartbreakers.
Okay.
Those
Heartbreakers
are the
is good.
Only two I've seen. And Heartbreakers is better than Love Actually.
Yeah.
Mostly because you see Jennifer Love Hewitt's...
Boobie she's
body.
Sexy in that movie.
Every body part except naked.
Love.
Because it's PG-13.
Love boobs. Love boobs.
You like boobs? You like
boobs
them too? They're
boobs
pretty cool.
Fucking great.
Freaking love boobs.
Why
yes.
do chicks love tits so much?
Have you seen tits?
Have
it's
you
like
seen them before?
Tits are really hot. They're
like,
really hot.
Have you seen them, dude?
Have you
no,
seen
what?
Any tits?
Any
tits?
I'm wondering because it's so awesome to me.
Why?
Okay.
Like, we're...
Because chicks loving tits is fucking amazing.
That's true.
I don't know. I mean, we're human beings. We can accept the beauty of other bodies.
Yeah. I don't know. Lesbians are just fucking
the alternative
cool.
is a flat chest and a dick, so...
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen curves in a tits?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Big, beautiful, whoa. Juicy, natural boobay.
But, like, if a dude had tits, tent. Would you think that's attractive?
If what?
If a dude had big, like, hanging titties.
No, fuck
that's
no.
disturbing.
Those aren't mammary glands.
I don't
that's,
mind. I don't.
So you want the science.
I can't say no to a
like
double
when
cheeseburger.
It's,
I don't
like,
I don't
you like
mind
it when it's
tits.
Natural. Like,
I mean, they on. Can't be bigger than my head.
But I don't mind a little bit of man tit.
Muscle? What? Muscle
no,
tits?
No,
muscle
fat.
Tits are hot. No, I don't want fat.
So pectoral definition.
So you like moobs, Jen?
Moobs.
What?
I don't care for moobs.
I do. I like when they rub against
my... What the fuck is a moob?
I like muscle pec. I'll
that's not a boob. That's
I know,
a muscle
I'm not
definition.
That.
That's a
thing.
Mech.
I like that. We're not even talking about chick flicks. We're talking about boobs and stuff. And
we're getting pretty damn close to right, why the reason.
I prefer you porn because they have the romantic category, which
really
appeals to my
Kent, let's
feminine
pull up one of those romantic pornos real quick.
All right, let me do that. Am I plugged in?
We
let
got
me
you. Go.
Give
all
me
right.
A control
while, you,
on
while
this.
You're doing that, we need to get Grace's chick flick, my chick flick of choice.
Yes, yes, Grace.
Let me tell
like
you about mine.
Gone with the Wind wouldn't be... That's not... Is that a chick flick, do you think?
There's emotion in it.
I mean, that's my most favorite movie of all time, but I would say... Okay, my favorite chick flick might be... something with Sandra Bullock.
She's pretty
actually,
hot.
My favorite chick flick is First Wives Club. That's totally my favorite chick flick. I love that movie.
This does not sound romantic.
I'm watching. I
Ken,
saw that in the reflection
that?
Of your glasses. Please, Ken.
He told me to fucking bring it up.
Porn. That makes me really uncomfortable.
That
you're
was romantic porn.
Ever.
That was romantic, right?
What movie?
Full blown.
What
anal.
Movie has the best sex scene that you 300. Have seen?
Oh, that's good.
Oh, best sex scene in a movie. Oh, Watchmen.
Yeah.
Ooh.
In the ship.
It always throws me off when my boss texts me because then I get all worried that I'm going to like be drunk and be like, okay.
Actually, all right. Well, you shouldn't be texting right now anyway.
What makes
best sex scene in a movie is actually a Serbian film.
300. Fuck you. That's disgusting.
Ooh.
There's a really, really hot, like.
These people are
going to
figure out how
of,
fucking creepy we are pretty
you
quickly.
Might as
there's
well
a few
see,
seconds of hot sex in Stigmata, but it's only in the deleted scenes.
And Jen, you already said yours? Or what was yours?
What was yours?
I didn't say one. Kent goes first, though. We're going in a circle.
We're still doing the circle? Love Actually is our best sex scene.
No, there's
yep,
absolutely
official.
No sex scenes
okay,
in there.
We're doing sex scenes. Okay.
Nymphomaniac?
Yes, that was
double teamed by those two
weeks.
African guys?
That's Nymphomaniac 2.
Oh, yes. My bad. That was, pretty...
that was a good movie.
I always liked
Did
the
you watch
sex
number
and
two?
Train spotting.
Both, I watched both of them.
Dude, there, that
you know
abortion
like?
Scene? Oh, my Lord.
I don't remember all the specifics.
Antichrist. Antichrist has a good sex scene in the shower. Like, it's hard to have sex in the shower.
Yeah.
Especially with Willem Dafoe plowing you from behind.
Dude, he can plow
is
me
Is that
any
the
day.
Movie where he, like, is actually plowing her?
They have stand-in.
He well, isn't.
They have stand-in
porn real
stars.
Simulated sex.
Ew, so they're like, really
so
doing it.
So is Nymphomaniac with fucking what's-his-fuck.
Lars von Trier.
No.
Right. Well, he does the movie,
Shia
but...
Shia LaBeouf.
They do stand-in boners. That's the thing. So
not with Shia LaBeouf in Nymphomaniac. That is
his
dick.
Cock?
Yeah, but he doesn't actually. They don't when they show
no,
full
no, no.
penetration.
But you still see his actual dick.
Oh yeah, definitely.
In Nymphomaniac,
you see Willem Dafoe's dick.
No, you see they Shia LaBeouf.
You see Shia LaBeouf's beef.
And there's a couple
it's
scenes that are like
not that
what?
Impressive. Sadly,
oh,
I know
he's pretty cute.
Like Willem Dafoe's standard,
but he's like
way
psycho.
More impressive.
God, here
really?
We go again.
Yeah.
Here we go with the dick.
I thought it was like Ewan McGregor's always had his
ball slapping.
Oh God! Like
join us today for Dick Talk.
Join us today.
I would be lying if I didn't say I didn't like the
Dick Talk.
Enjoy the feeling of the ball slapping.
So anyway, especially doggy style.
Back. Okay.
Okay. What?
The clip.
Thank you. God. All right. As much as we'd like to hear about this, I must remind
so
everyone.
So this was a grandma's basement short.
This was a back.
It up.
A short or
out.
Short?
I mean,
okay. Thank you for listening to our short episode today. That's just.
Thank you. Radio
thank you for listening to Dick Talk. We'll be back next week. Oh, that was ridiculous. All right, let's get into some Basement of Horrors.
What's this? You think you can beat the Red Shredder?
Think again.
Guys, we like gotta beat him to shore. Now we can grab him. I'll stay on his left side. Nuts, go on the right.
Sure thing. Hey, can you do me a favor, Hooper? I want my new surfing career mentioned up my obituary. Makes me sound cool, you know?
Come on, guys, turn the engines on. We've got you now, sucker.
Jet propelled boards. You weasels. You're still no match for me. Why, surfboard blades? Oh my. I fucked this up. Sorry, dude.
Restart from there.
This just fell off.
Jet propelled boards.
What? Why are you talking so dumbly?
Dumbly.
This just fell off, dude.
Jet propelled boards. You weasels.
I love that. Jet propelled boards.
I was okay. Reading it with a fucking mic in my face.
So, so is everyone.
You weasels.
No, but I have to you talk weasels. Directly into you it, weasels. And I'm seeing like two sides of fucking you, what we're fucking doing.
Ken. Let me know when you're ready, Kent. Let's try it from We Got You Now, Sucker.
We got you now, sucker.
Jet-propelled boards, you weasels. You're still no match for me. My surfboard blades will leave you dead in the water.
Oh, yeah? Take this.
Can we go back? Hold on.
Yeah,
that was really good, but...
You keep touching this thing.
Christ, I can't do that again.
Weasel.
No, just quit touching the mic. That was a good delivery, though.
What did I do?
You keep jiggling that cord that's cutting out.
Sorry.
Okay. All right, are you ready? From that same spot, we got you, sucker.
We got you now, sucker.
Jet-propelled boards? You weasels. You're still no match for me. My surfboard blades will leave you dead in the water.
Oh, yeah? Take this.
You missed me. My turn.
Oh!
Nuts! You sliced him, you asshole!
I'm not fucking going down fast enough, sorry. I'm not even where I was before, god damn it! That's the fucking last thing you said.
You sliced him, you asshole. You should be at, so what? No one messes with the road truder. Except for how you say it.
So I'm like the, no, what is it, the Noid?
Go up, Kent. Up. Where am I? No one messes with the road truder. Right there.
That's where I am. Yep. That's not where when I pressed down it went to.
That's fine.
I'm sorry, it's fucking confusing.
Okay. No, mine's doing the same thing.
All right, go back a few.
Nuts! You sliced him, you asshole!
So what? No one messes with the red shredder!
Well, this bad bitch here is gonna take you down. My engine is fried, guys. I can't keep up. It's up to you now, Hooper.
Mwahahaha! Just try and beat me, loser. I'm going to cut you up like that old dude.
Like a little old. It should be like... Ah! You just grazed me. It'll take more than that to kill me.
We're almost to shore.
Oh, no.
Did it go out?
Yeah.
I didn't fucking touch it.
All right. Standing over him, surfboard in both hands.
Red Shredder, you're still here.
Yeah. Maybe I lied. You do get to see me again. Only it's going to be brief. I've got some major waves. I've got...
Let's take it from Red Shredder. You're still here.
Jesus Christ.
Red Shredder, you're still here.
Yeah, maybe I lied. Dude, I don't know.
You're doing it. You're fine. So you're yeah, really good.
Red. You do.
Okay.
Red Shredder, you're still here.
Yeah, maybe I lied. You do get to see me again, only it's going to be brief. I've got some major waves to catch on the next beach. But first, I'm going to cut your head off and use it as a beach ball.
What? You can do this, man. You did it last time. You're like, use it as a beach ball, bro.
Let me do it off, not recording. She's like, oh. You've got to. You do get to see me again.
Because you told, you said you would see me again.
See him again. Yeah.
Okay.
You'll never find me
again.
You
do get to see me again. Only it's going to be
brief.
Only it's that's stupid. That's not right. Only it's going to be like. How do I say something
about
serious
this?
Like this?
Yeah, maybe I lied. You do get to see me again.
Only it's going to be brief. I've got some major waves to catch on the next beach, but first, I'm going to cut your head off and use it as a beach ball.
That was creepy.
It was good until that ball.
Perfect until the beach ball, but yes. Perfect.
Well, then it's settled. Everyone, keep your jackets up. It's pretty windy out here. What is that?
What is that?
Sounded like it must be more than 100 meters away.
Miss Grant, you said that you last recalled being near Gerusalon. The closest planet to that would be
Zomnom.
Zomnom.
Thank you.
Oh no, we are all doomed.
We are all doomed.
Come on.
Oh no, it's my turn. Oh, Commander Houston, what do we do? I've heard that all the natives Omnians are ruthless beasts. We'll stop at nothing to slaughter entire populations.
Will there be others waiting to attack us?
Yes, they will have us on guard there in case you return. But don't worry, I've got a plan.
And just how we didn't... One, two, three. And just how... One, two, three. And just how we...
Do we?
Do-do. One, two, three. And just how do we know?
You got it.
Come on. And just how do
One,
we know?
One, two, three. This goes on the blooper reel.
And just how do we know we can trust you?
One, two, three. And just how do we know we can trust you?
Do you have any other choice?
That's right, little man. I mean, big boy. I'm all yours.
Oh, well, come here. Let me feel what you're all about.
Hey, wait, don't touch me there.
What?
Panicked, Kent.
There.
He needs to do that again.
Try it again. Back to Gerald.
Hey, wait, don't touch me there. Something like that.
No, that was part of the fucking joke.
Okay.
Hey, wait, don't touch me there.
What the?
Hey, what about me?
Shut up, Gerald.
So our story ends with the Alpha Enforcer Romeo flying off with their new...
And heard him from a certain doom. Being friends with Ace was making him act a ghoul. However... Ace and Tasha weren't so lucky. They sure won't be cloning. They sure won't be clowning around anytime again. What? They sure won't be clowning around again anytime soon. Join us next time on Basement of Horrors.
Sorry, we don't have the organ there. I don't know what that was. That didn't really sound like an organ either. But let's move on. Now we get into The Matrix. followed by another little mini episode about tentacle porn.
Well,
okay, well, without further ado, we have like four guests here, maybe all joining in, maybe not. Let's get to our first guest, Grace Stanley.
Hi.
Second guest, TJ Ayers.
Yep.
Third guest, Jen Reinfried.
Yep.
No mic. Hi.
Fourth guest, Libby Taylor.
Hello.
Oh, my Lord. All right. So this is going to be a fuck show.
It's going to be a decent fuck show. All
right. We're talking about The Matrix for some fucking reason.
Because it's a great fucking movie. That's why.
It is great. It is great.
I've never seen it.
All right.
First. You've never okay.
I've seen it, but when I every time I've tried watching it, I've fallen asleep. Boring.
Why though? Like
boring.
It does start out slow.
It's boring.
Okay. Who hasn't seen it?
Me.
Other than you. I know we got that.
Wait,
you didn't
you're
see
saying
it.
Something is boring and you've never seen it.
Boring.
She's of a slightly different generation than everybody else.
Not true.
Okay.
Not
when
true.
This
true.
That's true. When this movie came out though, was your mind not blown?
Oh, yeah. TJ?
Come on. Very it came out in 1999. Whoever said that earlier was right.
That was me. So that means I was 12 years old.
Man, boy. The person that didn't even see
I was
it knows.
15. Perfect age for some hot Keanu action.
Right? Was he hot in the movie?
Oh, yeah.
He was a B.A.B., a badass boy.
Were there hot chicks in the movie?
Oh, was Trinity hot?
No, she wasn't.
Never
I will ever. Argue that Trinity was a little decent in the face.
No, the face was the worst part.
Her haircut was terrible.
But her hair.
No, her body was fine, but everything above the neckline was disgusting.
She's a butter haircut.
Butter haircut.
Oh, man. Yeah, you know, that movie was. And then you guys had, like, all the sweet characters and their nicknames, which this is my favorite thing.
Was it Mouse One?
Yes, my favorite thing, and I feel like this should happen whenever you start a new job. You get a sweet nickname, like so. You go, "Hey, welcome to our crew." You know, like so. Maybe you're starting at like a cubicle office job, and you're like, "Hey, welcome to Taylor Industries. Here's your cube. Let me introduce you to some other people. Over here we have Dozer. You know, over here is Kill Blood. This is Bloodbath."
Tank.
Hey, what's up, man? Tango? That's a pretty good name, right? Is that what you said?
I said Tank.
But... Tank.
I know. Well, we can mix them.
He put an O at the end of things.
What would your name be? Like, if somebody said, you know, if you were like, welcome to the company, my name's what?
Seabass.
No, or
that's,
like,
that's
you know,
pretty hard.
Screwdriver.
Seabass.
Screwdriver.
Torque wrench.
Torque wrench
Tippy
is good.
Tippy
TJ, what's your name if somebody starts at your company?
T-J-Z.
Like Hardball.
T-J-Z.
Tej. TJ is actually pretty cool itself, right?
Like T-E-E-J.
T-J.
Maybe just Taggart?
That's pretty hard, too. Okay.
See, Kent's would be like CPU or something.
No, mine would be Kento.
Bytes.
Motherboard.
Motherboard.
Wait. Bite and motherboard? What the fuck are you talking about?
Dude, that's a sweet...
Wait.
Okay, but you're not
RAM.
Thinking about it right. When somebody comes in, they're like, this is
it
Neo.
Has to do with,
and
like...
then you'd be like, I'm Bites.
I'm
it's so much cooler like that. I'm Corkscrew. I'm Pivot. Rivet.
Come on, keep going. This is sinking into a fucking hole of disgust.
We could go around for hours thinking of stupid-ass nicknames that are awesome.
All right, so but, Neo.
Okay,
what the
yes,
fuck?
Dude? Okay.
What was his job before he...
Cubicle specialist.
No.
But what does that entail there?
I don't remember what happened at the beginning of the movie.
That movie did inspire me to want to be in a cubicle, though, for some reason. I was like,
the movie
man.
Wanted. Can we talk about Wanted instead?
No, we are talking about The Matrix.
We can migrate there. Wait, is that
it was a good cubicle
racist?
Scene.
We can.
I do want to know. I do want to know, TJ, would you take the red pill? Or did you take the blue pill? And have you seen Labyrinth?
This is a round table thing.
I'd take the red pill. I want to know what's going on.
And?
And have I seen the Labyrinth? Yeah.
Okay. What'd you think?
It was a little fucked up. It starts with the dude
I don't
pissing.
Really like injecting Labyrinth.
It doesn't start with that. It starts with Jennifer Connelly running through, and it's like...
You remind me of the bed.
Come on, Derek. No, you're taking it off.
I know. I'm sorry. I got excited about Labyrinth. I saw it.
Let's keep to the pill question and go around the table. How about that?
It was just a big sigh. TJ, could you wrap up The Matrix for us in like 3 or 4 sentences or less?
No, but I really like the word bromide, too. You know what I'm saying?
Like bromide, like, hey, bromide?
No,
or like the
like
the precious?
Like a phrase like the icing on the cake. That's a bromide. Like something that you're saying, but doesn't really mean anything. Something trite.
Okay.
Speaking of
you mean like for the last 20 some minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, though, The Matrix, it's good.
Okay.
The ending of the first one is really how it should have ended. They never should have done.
I agree.
I agree. I do
I agree.
Calling
that,
the person
that.
On the phone and just like, yeah. Was...
Okay. Well, that's enough Matrix talk. We could have summed that whole. So, this whole episode, basically, if you are listening in the future and you can fast forward to this point. You just saved yourself a lot of time.
Do you understand that if people...
But if you can't if you can't read the future like we can, then you're fucked.
We're talking about
if the Matrix happened now, Neo would be screwed because there's no payphones anywhere.
Oh my God, you're right.
The Matrix
no,
is already...
No, there
screwed.
Are payphones.
Rewind. Now we got another 10 minutes to talk about here. Chris Weber, you are associated, and Jennifer Reinfrey is also associated with this now.
Everyone with those names is associated with how bad this might end up.
Kent really wanted to talk about tentacle porn.
Nope.
We
all heard it. Nope. Yep.
We all heard it.
Yep. Yep. I did.
I have, for some reason, had never seen this, but now I have.
That's awkward.
It's not as horrible as I thought. The animation, it's strange.
Let me get
Jen loves it.
I do.
Here, let's listen to a clip.
No. One, the internet's really bad here. But two, you got to get a better one.
Okay. Jen will find a better one.
Let me go to my favorite site.
If you're not familiar with this, which apparently everyone is, but me.
You've been living under a rock.
Tentacle porn?
I had heard of it, but I didn't really know that it was like straight up. How many videos there are of tentacle porn? It's insanity.
There are all of them.
There are all of them that have ever been made.
There's
well,
a very specific group of people who enjoy like this, though. Right?
What like is that, it? Is it the idea of like a gang? You know, like a multiple.
Yes.
Do you think it's
yes?
Like a,
and it's only the penis.
Destroyed?
You don't have to deal with anything else.
Ah.
And it's multiple penises.
So it's like the fantasy of having like multiple partners, but not like these grump, these nasty men that are in there like. Sweaty
well,
and
yeah, and in all your holes at once.
Gotcha.
You ready?
Yep. Without further ado.
I've got to click on it. Tentacle I didn't want to make noise until
tentacle porn.
Wait for it. There's 22 minutes. Damn.
Jesus.
Oh, it's one that just started. What the fuck is that?
Oh my God.
Oh, it just starts. It's like a whole.
You gotta get
story.
To the business part of this.
I can't fast forward. Oh, no, there we go.
I don't know what's going on.
Nor do I.
There's like a story, though.
Do you really need a story?
Do you need a story when you're fucking something with an alien?
This reminds me of that book, Sex in a Can. I'll talk about that later.
Sex in a Can?
Oh, yeah.
And those are the sex slaves.
There you go.
For those of you at home right now not watching the 99 cent video of this,
there's a video version of this that you can pay 99 cents for and you can watch us.
Wait, the tentacles also kill? They can kill.
Only erotically.
Who controls the tentacles?
Typically it's an alien. It's like, it's not a person.
Or some sort of demon.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Yeah. Okay, so if we could get to a better part.
Oh no, it's gonna happen now. Yeah. Oh yeah, this is another one that's like the torture. You want to fast forward?
There's so much sliminess.
Yeah, that's the point. I want it wet.
Yeah, no love's going in dry.
Who can go in dry? Oh.
I bet there's a market for that, for dry insertion.
And you know, tears really do make the best lube, too. So you can add a little cry into that.
There you go.
Chris Rebel, everyone.
See? See? So you're getting,
you cry
it
in your
everywhere
cock,
at once.
And then you fucking slid.
It's like a... like an alien sex factory.
Like, how long are we going to play this?
I don't... as long as it takes,
I don't know,
Kent.
I believe it's like half an hour, so probably not that long.
All right, a half an hour, babe.
It's reality.
You know, though, I guess I get that. This is also like every guy's fantasy because, you know, you really only have one dick. And like in this, you're like, well, now I have like 20 of them. What am I going to do with them? Like, you could slap them around everywhere.
Either way, they'd be over in like 15 seconds. Oh, yeah. So
right. Well, no, because then you get another one.
No, it's true.
So you just keep pulling them out.
That's true. That's very true.
What
they can
the?
All, they can,
I don't think that this whole thing that's happening here is very realistic.
You mean the multi-tentacle of sex alien?
Yeah.
You mean the guy coming in on a motorcycle?
I don't really read into it that much because it doesn't make sense to me.
All right. Man.
What's the demographic, though, for it? What percentage of men versus women do you think, really? I think it's more heavily female.
I like it.
You would say that tentacle porn is more female?
I would say tentacle porn is more female than male.
I just explained why.
Yeah.
Man.
All right,
want you to read it. I was just letting you know.
I'm gonna the whole book.
Thank you for listening. Please feel free to check us out on Facebook. Apologize to anyone that I know for listening to this.
I'm not.
It is all Kent's fault. And have a good day.
Bye.
Fuck you.
All right, guys, we're almost through this thing. Before we get to our final segment, I just want to say thank you. On behalf of all of us here at Grandma's Basement and Grandma's Basement Show in Grandma's Basement. A lot of Grandma's Basement there. We had a blast this year and we look forward to another blast-filled year next year. And on that note, let's leave you guys with some silly segments.
Wait,
we wouldn't have anything.
This is...
Ow.
This is getting too...
Dude, my mustache just got stuck.
I wondered what that noise was.
Ow, fuck.
Boing.
You know what we're doing at this point? Just talking to ourselves.
Yeah.
And that'll be in your search history forever.
It's okay.
Kent, what's a porn site?
Great. Greatpussy.com.
Gray or great?
Great pussy.
The T might be silent to you, but it's great.
Thank
great.
You. How, when do they film it though? Is it
it's
as
live?
Oh, okay.
Well,
wow.
I'd like to just kind of give you some insight into Saturday Night Live.
It's live.
Thank you, Kent.
I have four words for you.
Okay.
I am Bill Party.
It's
and on
not
that note,
called Saturday Night. Roughly 20 minutes from now when I'm settled.
Kent, I was ending on that. Shut
we had
up.
A good ending. I was going to hit stop.
God.
And I probably still will. So thank
boom.
You guys for joining us on Grandma's Basement. I would like to thank our host, me.
Hey, thanks.
Along with
thanks for being here, you guys.
Nate Bjork, Jennifer Reinfried, Chris Weber for being hanging. And
he's got that fucking Jesus halo.
Whoa.
So you've seen Bill's dick.
Yes, he got pantsed in public.
And you're afraid of my dick now.
I don't want to see my friend's dicks. Like, that's a fucking
plural.
Sacred goddamn fucking thing, dude. Don't
is
you
it?
Think that?
Is it?
Because there's a story to it. Like,
well, let's hear the story of your dick.
I do
want to
hear
Jen, put
this.
Down your phone.
All right, here's the story
on,
of my
hold
fucking
on,
dick.
Hold on.
Right now.
Kent, do
I'm
you want
okay
a triangle real quick?
You know what? Men should try anal.
I'm not going to take it.
Certain men have tried anal, and, you know, it wasn't a bad thing.
I mean, You start out with the smallest finger.
No, it doesn't even matter what finger you have.
What?
There are certain things you buy.
Wait, is this recording? Hey, Derek.
One. There goes one. Oh, there.
Hey, Kent. Yeah. We're recording this.
Are you?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, how come I'm surprised they didn't put it in her ass.
Yeah.
You want to go, like... We also need one for Brett's Breakdowns, like, Brett's Breakdowns, and then we need, like, a...
Brett's Breakdowns? Bonanzas. No, Brett's Breakdowns should be Brett's Breakdowns!
I like what you just did, though. Break it down now!
Break it down!
Well, there's that, too, but...
So do we want to go the hard road and have an entire, like, song orchestrated for this two-second thing, or do we want to have just Brett go, break it down now?
I'd like to have, like, a few-second intro.
Can I have a vote?
That's a lot of work.
And I say, break it down now?
I go for break it down now.
I will say this. Boom! As a regular on this, you are part of this, technically, so you have a say in a lot of things.
So break it down now.
Okay.
However you want to do it, man.
So now that everyone has listened to this discussion.
Is this still part of the episode?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. I was going to say.
Oh, really? This will be like the lost tape. It is still recording.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.